Luistert naar Salto Stads FM, kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Luister elke vrijdag om 5 uur naar Young Urban Sound.
Landa en Jalisa helpen jou het weekend in.
Met de nieuwste tracks, de leukste interviews en de laatste gossip.
Voor al jouw urban flavors, Young Urban Sound.
Dit is een vooraankondiging voor de Kitty Kotti maand 2018 van 1 juni tot en met 1 juli. Het thema van dit jaar is verbinden en doorpakken. De activiteiten voor deze periode zijn 1 juni Kitty Kotti Memruwaka, gevolgd door Kitty Kotti Dode Herdenking. 8 juni Kitty Kotti Torineti, 23 juni Kitty Kotti Lezen, 29 juni Kitty Kotti Cabranetti. Diverse Kitty Kotti radioprogramma's via Radio Vrimangrong en Radio de Suriname Love Station. Volg de lokale radio en overige social media voor meer informatie. Orga, Stichting Eer en Herstel en de Grassroots.
In Tropenmuseum Junior staat er een vliegtuig voor je klaar. Reis mee en laat je verrassen in Zizo, Marokko. Boek nu je ticket op tropenmuseumjunior.nl.
Onderwijs, de enige kans voor kinderen in ontwikkelingslanden om te ontsnappen aan armoede. Om kans te maken op een baan en te kunnen zorgen voor familie. Edukans is dé ontwikkelingsorganisatie voor onderwijs. Wij vinden dat elk kind een goede toekomst verdient. U toch ook? Ga naar edukans.nl en geef kinderen de kans van hun leven.
U luistert naar Salto Stads FM, kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Ja, we gaan weer beginnen. Songwriters Guild Live, we hebben twee gasten vandaag. We hebben Alex Hadley en we gaan eerst zo meteen beginnen met Colorway uit de Verenigde Staten. Alex Hadley komt uit Engeland. We gaan eerst even wat draaien. Geert-Jan Aleven, die speelt volgende week op de radioshow. En we gaan even luisteren naar het nummer Baby, I'm Coming Home.
Baby, I'm coming home, hear my song. Baby, I'm coming home. Well, I don't know, honey, why loving sometimes is so hard. I don't know why, even though it hurts real bad. From time to time, we drift apart. I've been a castle or a ruin, with nothing in between. Looking back, it makes me sad. I have wandering eyes, a scattered mind. Still, you are my queen. Baby, I'm coming home, hear my song. Baby, I'm coming home. Baby, I'm coming home, it's been too long. I'm coming home. I wanna take you places that you've never been before. Oh baby, we'll have everything and more. And the man in me wants to carry you, shake you to the core. Don't you know, baby, soul, that one thing that I know. Baby, I'm coming home. And don't you know, angels smile kind and wise. Baby, I'm coming home. Baby, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Cause baby, my sweet baby, you're my home.
Ja, het is een drukte van belang hier. De deur staat open en zo. Maar ik denk van gezelligheid. Dan hebben jullie door dat het veel gebeurt hier. We zijn in afwachting van Colorway. Hij zit al op zijn plek. Maar ik ga nog even één liedje draaien van Dieter van der Westen. Die speelde 2 maanden geleden op de show. En hij heeft een nieuw album uit. Het kwam eigenlijk een paar dagen later uit. Dat heet Me and You. En dat album heet dus ook zo, maar wij gaan het nummer draaien wat ook zo heet. Het is dus Me and You van Dieter van der Westen.
The sun was this morning, sweet to join in. Said my dreams farewell for the day to begin. You had your eyes half open for the light to come in. Another little part of the story begins. Cause it is me and you and all those things we do. It's me and you. There's nothing left to talk about. Just me and you and all those things we do. It's me and you. There's nothing left to talk about. Discussion, I was left in my sin. Reasons to pull out and reasons to stay in. Cause it is me and you and all those things we do. It's me and you. There's nothing left to talk about. Just you and you and all those things we do. It's me and you. There's nothing left to talk about. Discussions and we did. We had our morning fights and we had our own begin. Something reminds me how it all started out. Just again that feeling that makes me wanna shout. Cause it is me and you and all those things we do. It's me and you. There's nothing left to talk about. Just me and you and all those things we do. It's me. Talk about just you. All that I talk about is you. All that I think about is you. All that I talk about is you. All that I think about is you.
Okay. Alex from Colorway is gonna. He quickly grabs his CD because there's a live stream and showing it to you now. Oh, this is the new one, the new CD.
Brand new CD.
All right, hold on. Let me put you on there. Brand new. Great. Are you going to play songs from the CD?
I'm going to play a couple songs from the CD, sure.
Okay, you want to... What song you want to start with?
I'm going to sing a song called Always Been Summer. It feels like it's summer out there.
And it's also on... Is that on the album?
It's on the new record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I believe that's the first song, isn't it?
It's number three.
Oh, number three.
Cleanup. The cleanup song, they call that.
Okay.
Put two men on bass and clean it up.
Good. Go ahead.
All right. It feels like it's always been summer, and the leaves never fell from the trees. The time of the year doesn't matter when she's in the scene. Like it's always been summer to me. I used to think that if I moved again, walked away from the life that I made, I'd finally be content. I don't need much. When someone say I had it coming to me, find a match on the longest of nights, ready to see the light. I don't need much. I don't need much. Well, I don't need much. When it feels like it's always been summer, and the leaves never fell from the trees. Somehow I know all the mountains of snow were a dream. The time of the year doesn't matter. It could be autumn, spring. When she's near, it's always like summer to me. And it's all right. All right. And it's all right. All right. And it's all right. It's all right. Well, it's all I want to reread over and over again. I don't need much. Well, please stop me if I've said it before, but there is magic up all of our sleeves. Open your arms and see. You don't need much. And I don't need much. Well, we don't need much. When it feels like it's always been summer, and the leaves never fell from the trees. Somehow I know all the mountains of snow were a dream. The time of the year doesn't matter. It could be autumn, winter, or spring. When she's near, it's always like summer to me. It feels like it's always been summer. When she's near, it's always like summer. Feels like it's always been summer. When she's near, it's always like summer. It feels like it's always been. Feels like it's always been. Feels like it's always been summer to me. Oh, it feels like it's always been summer.
Great.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. So you got a new album out.
Coming out first day of summer, June 21st.
June 21st. What's the name of the album again?
Album is called These Are the Days.
These Are the Days, yeah. And you are, I would say, Colorways is a rock band, I think.
Yeah.
And are you the sole songwriter, or how does that work?
For this album, I wrote all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
For the first two records, I had a co-writer, my wife Jody.
Mm-hmm.
She helped with a song on each of the albums, but
yeah.
She's busy for this last record doing other stuff.
Yeah,
and so this is all my material,
And but I have a great bassist and a drummer, and we do what we can to keep rock and roll alive.
Good, yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Full time work.
Yeah. How does that work? Arranging the tunes. Do you sort of say, "Well, this is the song, and better deal with it," or do you give them some leeway to?
Always open to suggestions for the writing, for the producing, for all that stuff. Because left to my own devices, I'll keep changing stuff and doing whatever. It's always nice to have people with opinions that they can say, "Well, yeah, that's good. That's not so good." Mm. But ultimately, the song structure, the basic idea of the song I come up with, I like to keep that the same. But as far as if this chorus goes on a little too long or that, we might change things here and there. Maybe there's a couple extra guitar solos. We could cut one.
Yeah. And also, so. you work with some great producers.
Huh? I've worked with a couple of great producers. The engineer for the first two records is Mark Allen Miller. And Danny Bernini did this most recent one. And he's worked with Blondie and Striper and a bunch of great people.
So. Yeah. So does he have a big influence on the shape of the record, or is he just placing the microphones and pressing
record? Danny did a lot to help shape this record as far as which mics to use. And I was always asking him, because for the overdubs and stuff like that, it was a lot of those times was just me and him. Mm. So I had a lot of, "Hey, is that okay? Is that going to work? We do that." And sometimes you say, "Yeah," sometimes not so good. And we do it over again. And, but I think we came out with a really nice piece of, I was going to say plastic. I guess it is plastic. We had a nice piece of wax. Mm,
yeah. And you work with, Fountains of Wayne singer.
Chris Collingwood.
I didn't know his name, but I'm a fan of Fountains of Wayne. I really like their first album, and they are a duo. Like, you know, it's like a vocal duo. Like I would compare them to Simon and Garfunkel. You know, the way they sound
with Chris and Adam. Sure,
a bit more rocky, but well,
and, absolutely.
Is he also engaged on the album that much? Is he like
he's a resident of the town over from where I live, and I've known him through the music scene, and I wrote him one day and just said, "Hey Chris, would you like to be on this record? I'd love to have your voice on here on a couple of these tunes." I just hear his voice when I was singing the songs, doing the backup. Our drummer Riley is a great backup singer, but and he does sing on most of these tunes. But I wanted Chris. I hoped that he would be on it, and he said yes.
That's great.
I was so happy. Sent him the tracks, and he gave me even more than I had asked for with a couple of the harmony things. He gave me 3-4 part harmonies on one of the tunes.
Wow.
And yeah, so it was great to work with him, to have him be part of this record.
So he just came in the studio and he just started creating.
He did it in his own studio. He got the tracks. We sent him the tracks and he did it on his own. And his band called Easy Weasel is going to be opening we have a CD release party back home on when this record comes out, and his band with Brett Thayer and Rick Murnane are they're going to open up that show. So anyone listening to this is going to be in the Northampton, East Hampton area, come to the New City Brewery 21st of June.
Great.
Yeah.
So is Fountains of Wayne still on, or is that?
You know, Chris has his own band called Look Park. And they have a great record out. I think just came out last year. I don't know what's up with Fountains of Wayne,
okay.
But no, Chris has definitely been playing a lot.
That's good.
And his
good
new
to
band
hear that.
Is really great. But yeah, it's been great putting this record out. People want to find out more about the band, can go to colorwaymusic.com.
There
and
you go.
At Colorway all over the social media landscape.
Colorway. Yeah.
Colorway. Colorway.
And any plans here? You're touring now, or what are you doing?
I'm here with the Young at Heart Chorus.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
We've just played.
That's like a world famous chorus choir.
Wrinkle Rockers, as they're called, the Rotterdam show. We had big press. Wrinkle Rockers.
Wrinkle Rockers.
Well, you have to be 75, 76 years old to join, I believe.
I once saw a documentary on television. And I was really enticed by it. I was like, wow, that's great.
Yeah, they're an amazing group.
All these people who don't know any rock music, and they were just They were like, oh, well, I'll sing this song then.
They know more about rock music now than they did a few years ago. No, we just played four shows. We have one more show to go. We're being Alst on Friday night in Belgium. And so I've just been, it's been a great experience to be here. We've come to Europe a lot, but it's been a few years. So coming back here has just been a treat, and getting to come here and do this thing here in Amsterdam.
Well, great. Well, thank you for being on the show. We'll hear some more songs of you later on.
Sounds great, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to move to our next guest, Alex Hedley. He's also called Alex, just like the colorway Alex.
Good name.
And you're going to play a couple of tunes for us now, huh?
Yep.
All right. We're going to, Alex, the first Alex is going to make way for you.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Right. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Welcome to the show, Alex.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Am I going to be okay like this?
You wanted to have, I remember now, you wanted to have the mics a little bit further away.
Yeah,
that's no problem. You can just play with what you have.
Cool.
What song you want to start with?
This song's called Let It Roll On.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a song off my new EP. So.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that.
Cool.
Go ahead. That's great. I don't know what happened. there you go. Oh, I see now. I just want to applaud you first. Thank you.
A bit sketchy, but
I have one that I'm not gonna explain why that happened, but that was great.
Yeah,
I really liked it. Do you want to do another song for me?
Yeah.
All right, great.
What can I do? I was gonna use my other guitar if there was a. Okay. Ah, no, that's all right. I'll do a different one. Okay. Let's go for this one. This is an old song. This song's called Seagull. Here we go.
All right, go ahead. We'll be hearing some more of you later on.
Thanks.
Yeah, we're gonna now listen to We gaan even luisteren naar Lilac, Lilac Shear. Zij speelde 4 jaar geleden op de show. En we gaan luisteren naar het nummer Mother Earth.
Could ever tell us the truth about what she's going through? What do you think she would have told us about the suit in her eyes and the color of her skies? What about the changing weather? Summer rains. What about rivers overflowing, polluted and gray? What do you think she's gonna say?
Ja, we zijn terug met bij onze eerste gast. Alex from Colorway. Welcome back to the show, Alex.
What's up?
Yeah. You want to do two songs for us?
Sure.
What song you want to start with?
I'm going to do a song called Keys to the Kingdom.
There was a house of mirrors here, I remember from my younger years, when I accepted mostly everything. I was among the shadows dancing from the light behind the fancy shades of paper, velvet lace, and macrame. If you listen, you can almost hear them sing. He tied a rope on time itself, and he wondered why he swore he felt a pull upon his shoulder every day. It was the tug of time's reaction from his midlife call to action in a game that only gets old in the end. He had the keys to the kingdom. This is the place he always wanted to be. Crawling across the floor with broken glass in his knees. Smarter than he wished he was, like a bee who, when he heard his buzz, assumed it strong enough to please the queen. But there was no part of this story, and he knew the words by heart, where he avoided her intoxicating sting. He had the keys to the kingdom. This is the place he always wanted to be. Crawling across the floor with broken glass in his knees. Trying to find their way through the forest before darkness falls. The queen was on her way one rainy day, left without a smile. It's hard to see the wisdom pouring down like gold. But like the glass reflects our story and the silver shines its light, Teddy found a way to crown himself the king. If you listen, you can almost hear him sing. He had the keys to the kingdom. This is the place he always wanted to be. Crawling across the floor with broken glass in his knees.
Yeah, great, man. It's
thank you.
A good rocker.
Cautionary tale.
Good. Well, what is the next song you want to do for us?
I'm going to do a song from our second album. The album's called The Black Sky Sequined, and the song is called Come Back July. And I want to thank you, Ro, for lending me this guitar.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So
it
nice
sounds really
you.
Nice.
Thank you very much. And to GT Thomas for connecting the two of us together. It's a real treat to be able to be here and play on the radio in Amsterdam. So,
good.
Really cool. And thanks to Alex Headley. Nice stuff. Really good stuff.
Sure.
No problem. Good name. Good name.
Yeah.
All right.
sing like a bird in the backyard, drink in the day's lazy end, tear up the calendar, I never wanna come in. Shaking my shoes out the car door, there's sand in the tobacco field. Let's drive to the water again, let the burning heal. Come back, July, I never said goodbye. Safe in the arms of the one, but every night it gets harder to keep him at home. Sure as the gun in the sideboard, sure as the chill from the window reminds me you're gone. Come back, July, I never said goodbye. You need to kiss me one more time. I want you to make me cry. Come back, July, I never said goodbye. Light all those lonely Roman candles into that August sky. Come back, July. La da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 da. Shoot out the lights at the State Fair. You can keep all the colors of autumn. I'm over and gone. Come back, July, I never said goodbye. You need to kiss me one more time. I want you to make me cry. Come back, July, I never said goodbye. I want to dance so fast I fall down before that August light. Come back, July. Come back, July. Come back, July. Come back. July, come back, July, come back, la da da da, la da 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 da.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being on the show.
It's great to be here.
Stick around for the photo op later on.
Love the photo ops.
And let's switch over to Alex Hadley.
Right on.
Gonna ask him about his new album.
All right.
He just brought out a new album. I believe it was in April. Yeah, just a month ago.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. It's a different album from the previous one, which was
I think so.
What was the difference? What did you do differently now? The other one was called, hold on, it was called Shadow Lake.
Yeah, that's right.
This one is called This Life.
It's a different one. I thought maybe because Amy's was only in Amsterdam like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we were talking about the same one, but we're not.
We're not. No,
no, we're talking about the new one.
Yeah, you're prolific.
it was just recorded most of it myself, and then
took it to be kind of mixed and things like that by a guy called John Cornfield. He's done some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. I see Muse, Robert Plant, Supergrass.
Yeah,
it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. He's done some good stuff.
He
just did Ben Howard's album.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Whoa.
Which is pretty cool.
Raise your head.
But it's kind
is
of,
he like, what does he do? Is he like the engineer or is he really the producer of those albums?
Sort of an engineer on my stuff,
really. Right.
I'm not sure exactly what he did with the other guys. I think Supergrass and stuff like that, he did produce it.
Right.
And Muse and things like that. But it's quite strange, really, because it's not like it's sort of a big deal when I'm with him. He's a really normal, really normal guy. And he's not charging like stupid money or anything like that. It's like, it's just sort of normal guy, really. Nice guy. So
that's
good.
And,
but it's just for sort of mixing my stuff, really.
Because you made it yourself at home.
Yeah, I kind of record it at home.
Yeah.
Just to save money, really. So.
Yeah?
Yeah,
just to save money, or was it also maybe to...
Yeah, kind of to save money, I think, mostly. But I think I've kind of got quite into it now, recording. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, I'm just going to give it a go. But I kind of feel now I kind of want to do it myself because I feel like I've got a few little ideas on how to do it.
So. Right, like Tame Impala.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good as that.
Right.
But...
You know, recording the drums with just one crappy mic, stuff like that.
Yeah, I wish I could find out how they get the drum sound, because they've got that kind of...
Yeah, I believe just one mic.
Really?
Just heavily distorted.
Yeah, lots of compression and stuff, I guess. Yeah.
So, can you tell us any secrets of yours?
Ooh,
something
secrets.
That you came up with. Like...
I sort of came up with this, I don't know what happened, but I made a mistake and put this compressor on something and it just made everything sound good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like I just sort of started turning everything up really loud and it started sounding good and I was like, okay, I don't know what this means, but I'm going to turn everything up. It's probably the worst advice you could ever give anyone who's starting to record.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Exactly.
I think people are too often too cautious when they're recording.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what makes it sound a bit dull.
Yeah, definitely.
And you found out how to make it.
Yeah,
you know.
I think the only other thing that I liked was just sort of lots of room mics as well as place sort of things to get a nice kind of
Is you recorded
ambiance?
Right. I've listened to the record, but I don't recall. What kind of instruments did you record?
It's mostly acoustic guitars, really. And my friend did the drums, Alan, who used to play in my previous band. What else is there? There's a bit of piano on there as well. Yeah, things like that.
So it's a bit of an acoustic-y...
Yeah, it's pretty roots-based, if you know what I mean. Like rootsy sort of instruments, not too crazy. But I think I'm going to go further into that this time, more... acoustic.
Because you sound really rock.
Yeah, it's well
your voice.
Sure.
I mean your voice.
Yeah. I kind of wanna I used to use loads of effects and stuff like that, but I kind of want to try and make the effects from different instruments being played in certain ways and things like that rather than just like whacking loads of delay on it and stuff. I don't know if this makes any sense what I'm saying right now, by the way.
It does. No. For sure it does.
It makes sense in my mind.
Yeah. To me as well.
Yeah.
I hear more people saying it. Yeah. Go back to simple
tone.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. Go back to... I want to do it more simple.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be confused.
There's some people who want to know where you are playing. So tonight you're playing at Via Hostel. The open mic session.
Yeah.
And the person who was asking... Kim, she's played there herself, so she might drop by, I hope.
Cool, yeah.
And
I'm looking forward to doing that.
You're playing tomorrow, you're doing two shows.
I'm playing a house concert tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that's kind of... I don't think I can invite people, I'm not sure. Everyone come. addresses.
But it's far away, so they won't come anyway.
Oh, no, that's actually in Amsterdam.
Oh, it is.
And then the day after, going to Holst, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, Holst.
For Westrock Festival.
Yeah.
And Zwolle Minstrel Festival.
And then great.
Going home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
got a few things.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Well,
driving.
I hope you're coming back.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I love it. Yeah.
In a healthy year. We'll discuss some more about the songwriting and how it goes.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going for a full album this time. So.
Okay. So I got lots of things to ask you next time.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you. No, you're going to leave us with a song.
I've got a slight bit of tuning.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go tune it up. Is it a different tuning or?
Yeah, but it's I've almost done it. I've got two more strings left.
So what tuning do you use this time?
This is like open D.
All right, yeah.
So it kind of just plays a D chord.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like got a bluesy sort of feel to it, this song, so.
So what are the tunes of the strings? What is it?
I'm not actually sure.
Oh, you don't know, right.
Yeah, I'm open not too D. Sure, but it creates a D
right.
chord.
Okay. It sounds good to me. Yeah, there's lots of people listening who are playing guitar themselves, so they just want to know. All right, what's the title of the tune?
It is called The Only Joker in a Pack of Kings.
Good, go ahead.
Okay. Quite a loud one, so hopefully it won't.
I know. I think I know the song. I love it.
Sorry. Clear me old throat. He was the soulless enemy.
Yeah. Woo.
Got a hair in my mouth.
I needed to hear that song. You played it on the last show as well.
I did, yeah.
It was great. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show again.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
We gaan zo meteen uit trouwens met nog één liedje. Wat zal ik doen? Ik heb nog twee liedjes waar ik uit kan kiezen. Oh, weet je wat? Ik doe gewoon Sarah Beatty zo meteen. Maar ik moet nog eventjes vertellen dat we de volgende week weer zijn. Dan heb ik namelijk één gast. Ik weet nog niet wie de tweede gast wordt. Misschien blijft het bij één gast. Als iemand wil komen spelen, dan moet hij zich even aanmelden bij mij. Ik heb namelijk Geert-Jan Aleven, die komt dan spelen. Ik wou jullie bedanken. I wanted to thank you guys. Thank you for being on the show. Yeah. The two Alexes. Two Alexes, well, thank you guys. What?
You planned it that way.
Yeah, I planned it. I wanted to have two Alexes on the show. Dus we zijn er volgende week weer. Ik ga gewoon lekker het liedje draaien zo meteen. Is there anything you guys want to say before we go out with the last song?
Just to, if people want to catch up with the band, colorwaymusic.com. That's colorwaymusic.com and at Colorway Music all across the social media landscape.
Yeah, that's good. And what about you, other Alex?
Yeah, just similar thing really. Just at Alex Headley Music, Hedley Music.
Okay. Alex. Good. Yeah. All right, Alex. All right. We gaan eruit. Tot volgende week. Dit is het nummer. Sarah Beatty is dit met Dig Before You Sow. Speelde 2 jaar geleden op de show.
Said hello, my name is Freedom, and you've a message to receive. No matter where you run to, there's one thing you need to know. What you seek is buried deep, gotta dig before you sow. So I looked up and I took a hand, saw in her a kindred soul. Careless palms and a toothy grin, on her way back from Jericho. Like me, leaning to the left, said you can't outrun what's coming through till you feel it in your chest. No matter where you run to, there's one thing you need to know. What you seek is buried deep, gotta dig before you sow. What you seek is buried deep, you gotta dig before.